Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode.
Hello, my friends. Happy New Year. Happy 2022. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be back to talking to you guys. I haven't posted an episode in about 6 weeks due to traveling and then holidays. And I'm happy to be back. I'm trying to think about what I want to do with this podcast moving forward. I do know one of the things I am going to do is I'm going to change the name of the show to be more in line with my website and just to have a little bit more brand cohesion. But until then, we're just going to do what we always do, and we're going to have these little mini episodes that I am trying to instill some wisdom and some actionable advice to each and every one of you. So thank you for listening, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being part of this journey with me. And so it's the beginning of the year, and one of the things that I was thinking about is I was thinking about how billionaires think differently than the rest of us. Because are billionaires unusual creatures that are born different from the rest of us? Maybe. Maybe not. It really doesn't matter. What's important is that billionaires have a different approach to the world that we can all learn from. What is that? People that have different results do things differently, obviously. And they do things differently because they think differently. Interesting, right? You might not be cut out to be a billionaire, and that's okay, but you can be much more financially successful than you've been demonstrating so far. Maybe all you need to do is to start thinking like a billionaire to take your life to the next level. So let's see how billionaires think differently than most of us. First off, billionaires have a long-term perspective. Most people are focused on surviving another week, we're planning their weekend. Sound familiar? It's a short-term perspective that never results in anything in the long term. A billionaire is making decisions and taking action for objectives that are 10 years or more into the future. Most of us might have to scramble to survive in the short term, but there's no reason why we can't spend some time working towards something that will make our lives better 5 years from now. However, most people don't because they don't have the ability to dream. Billionaires value time over money. For a billionaire, money isn't really a thing anymore. Buying a $200,000 car is irrelevant when you make $10 million a month. Billionaires value time because time is the only thing you can't get more of. That's why they often have drivers, charter planes, and have assistance. Conversely, many of us are willing to sacrifice too much time in order to save money, and sometimes this isn't necessary. But many people take it too far. As much as possible, use your time in 2022 for a higher purpose. Billionaires delegate. You can't make $1 million all on your own. Many entrepreneurs struggle to grow beyond a certain level. It's often because they won't utilize other people to do the work. It's better to make 100% from the effort of 1,000 people than to make 100% from just your own effort. Delegate as much as possible. Always be looking for more valuable ways to spend your time. And if you can't afford to delegate, automate. Billionaires focus on making more money rather than saving. The typical financial guru touts cutting expenses to the bone and saving as much as possible. That's fine if you want to sacrifice today to be wealthy in 40 years when you retire. There's nothing wrong with that. However, it's difficult to save a lot of money each month unless you make a lot of money. Many billionaires are relatively tight with their money, but their primary focus is making more money each year. It's important to save money, but it's also important into paying attention on boosting your income. Billionaires have big goals. Billionaires aren't aiming for a six-figure salary, a Corvette, or a week in Rome. Come on. Their goals are more along the lines of taking over the telecommunication industry or owning 1 million acres of farmland. You can't achieve big things without big goals. Most billionaires like to work more than anything else. Some people look at billionaires and wonder what's wrong with them. Don't they already have more money they can ever spend? Why don't they travel? Spend time with friends? Or learn to play the piano? I could find something better to do than just work if I were wealthy. What most people fail to realize is that really successful people love to work and love doing what they're doing. That's part of the reason why they're successful. A billionaire isn't always obsessed with the idea of stockpiling more money, of course. They just enjoy seeing improvements and progress in their life more than they enjoy doing anything else. They focus on action rather than destination. So how does your way of thinking compare to that of a billionaire? Which of the ideas that we just talked about can you incorporate into your own thinking? You don't have to be worth $1 billion to think like a billionaire. And thinking like one can prove to be quite lucrative. So take action today and live your life on purpose.
Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.